Mesechtas Menachah is Daf Hey, 5 lines from the top of Daf Hey and Aleph, and we saw in the Mishnah Daf Beis and Aleph, Kol Menachah Shnik Betu Shleil Shmon Kshirais, Lishle Olu Bailu Shem Chayva, Chutz Mi Minchas Chayte or Minchas Kanois, which would be Pasul Gamri. And on the bottom of Daf Dalam and Aleph, Rav wanted to add another exception to the cases of our Mishnah, as Amr Rav Minchas Oimish Shekmatz Shleil Shma Psula, Hailu Basel Hatev Leyatira, and Rav also stated a similar din, Benegayed Hashem Nozin Hashem Etzera, and ultimately right at the top of Daf Hayim and Aleph, the Gemara stated Yufti the Rav, and the Gemara slugged up this din of Rav. Therefore, certainly, if someone brings a Minchas Ha'imah Shalei Lishma, so the Karban Ha'imah would not be Pasul Lagamri. However, the Gemara will now bring a Machlikis between Rish Lakish and Rava as to what the halacha would be regarding this Minchas Ha'imah. Rish Lakish will hold that the Mincha will be Kosher, El Shalei Olu Lubayim Shem Chayva, and will not work as the Karban Ha'imah, and we would have to bring another Karban Ha'imah in order to be Matar Chadash. However, as we will see in Rabbi will hold that the Psul Shalei Lishma doesn't apply to Minchas Ha'imah at all, and even if someone would bring a Minchas Ha'imah Shalei Lishma, the Minchas Ha'imah would actually be Kash Lagamri. Our Gemara begins with the Sheet of Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish Amar Minchas Ha'imah Shekmatz Shalei Lishma Kshira Ushira Ina Cholin Ad Shetavi Minchas Ha'imah Acheres Vetaterena. If one brings a Minchas Ha'imah and he does Kmitza Shalei Lishma, then the Mincha would still be Kosher, however, it would not work as the actual Minchas Ha'imah, and therefore, Chodesh would not yet be Mutar, since one is not ready Chodesh yet. Therefore, even after the Kohen is makta the Kmitza, at that point, generally the Kohen would have a right to eat the rest of the Mincha. However, since the Mincha Sa'imah was not yet brought, therefore Chodesh is not yet Mutar, and therefore the Kohen would not yet be able to eat the rest of the Karbin until they bring a replacement Mincha Sa'imah, and that would be Matar the Chodesh. At that point, all of Klai Yisrael could eat Chodesh, and the Kohen could eat the original Shirayim of the first Minchas Ha'imer, which was brought Shalei Lishma, and the Gemara will now ask a question Reish Lakish. And before we look at the Gemara, let's point out that the Pasuk in Yecheskel states, "Se achas min atzoyin min amasayim in mashki yisrael the mincha la'ilu l'shlamim l'chap aleim na'um Hashem alekim." The Mefarshim explain that when the Pasuk states min mashki yisrael, so the Pasuk is telling us that all kabbonis have to come from the best and juiciest ingredients, and some explain that this is referring to Nesachim, which is wine and which is mashki yisrael. We learn from here that any korban that a person brings to the Beis Hamikdash has to be of those ingredients that can be eaten by Yisrael. Therefore, certainly, if someone would bring a mincha from Chodesh prior to Tazayin Nisan, then certainly that korban would be pasul, as it's not mimashki Yisrael, as at this point, Chodesh is not mutter for Yisrael to eat. Based on this point, our Gemara continues, Mikrav Hechikavra, the how could Reish Lakish state that if one brought a mincha so'imah shalei l'shma, that he could be makrav the kmitza, Reish Lakish himself stated that one would not be able to eat the shirayim of this mincha until they bring a substitute mincha sa'imer, and if so, at the time that you're being makriv kmitza of the first mincha sa'imer, you're being makriv something which is not mutter for Yisrael to eat, as it's still chadash, and chadash is still not mutter, and as the Gemara states, mimashik Yisrael minam mutter Yisrael, and the Gemara answers, Amrav Ad Bahava, Kasov Reish Lakish, Ein Mechus Hazman, L'Bay B'Yayim, that Reish Lakish holds that the concept of Mechus Hazman doesn't apply to the same day, as Rashi explains, Hoyl V'Yayim Tehimu Teres L'Yisrael, since during this same day, Chodesh will be mutter to Yisrael, achashitikar minchas ha'imah acheres, after you'll bring the replacement minchas ha'imah, so loy mechuseres mani l'gavaya, so the psul mechuses man doesn't apply to Hegdish. In a moment, we will explain this concept with more clarity. However, let us first see the Gemara's next question. Masa Rav Ad B'Rid Rav Yitzchak, Rav Ad B'Rid Rav Yitzchak asks a question that how can you say Reish Lakish holds that the flower of the first ha'imah is also bachilo until you bring the second carbon ha'imah? We have a brisa that teaches us yesh ba'ifay she'im b'menachayis v'yesh b'menachayis she'im ba'ifayis. Our dinim that are relevant to kabbonis that are brought from birds that are not relevant to a karban mincha, and similarly we have dinim that are relevant to a karban mincha that are not relevant to a karban that's brought from ifayis. As the brisa continues yesh ba'ifay she'ifay b'yim b'nid v'shnayim, the next line is not actually in the brisa, but it's an explanation as to why this would not pertain to a mincha. Al menachayis nefesh k'siva, and we'll explain this in a moment. Similarly, another difference between Eifos and Menachos is a Mechusrei Kapara. Once again, the next few words are an explanation. Zav Zav Yeledus Umutzera, as by all Mechusrei Kapara, an Eif is included in the entire process. Finally, a third difference is V'hotru Mechlali Surim B'Kodesh, and when one brings an Eif to the Beis Hamikdash as a carbon, as we know, the way the Kohen kills the bird is through Malika. As we know, if a Sheikh does Malika on a bird of Chulin, then the bird will be considered an Avela. By a bird of Hegdish, the opposite is true, that if someone does Malika, then it's Kosher. Also, someone performs shchita, it will be possible. As the Brisa states, Masha Inkim B'mincha is, and these dinim do not hold true by a mincha. Let us now explain these three dinim, and let us see Rashi. As Rashi states, Eifus Boyim B'nid B'shtayim B'perakim Menachas V'Nesachim, the Gemara later on, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, will teach us that Rebbe Oimed, that the Pasuk in Pashas Emor state, Dabel Aaron Vel Bonav Vel Kol B'nei Yisrael V'Amater Aleihem, Ish Ish M'Beis Yisrael Men Ager B'Yisrael, Ashi Yakov Kabonai L'Chol Nidreihem, L'Chol Nidvoisim, Ashi Yekriu L'Hashem Lo'igla. We learn how Kol Bon B'Shutviz, Chutz Men HaMincha, M'Pei Shenemah B'Nefesh. However, there's one exception, which is a Karban Mincha, since the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states, V'Nefesh Kisakar of Karban Mincha L'Hashem, Seilus Yeh Kabonai V'Yosak L'Hashem and V'Nosal L'Alvoina. Rashi continues, Uvin M'Chusri Kapara, and we will be gerus in Rashi, Abor M'Chusri Kapara, Zav V'Zav V'Yaleh Sumateria, Kul M'Vin Oifis L'Chshir and B'Kachin, V'Ein Kul M'Vin Menachais. Finally, the third chiluk between Oifis and Menachais, V'Hutra L'Kodesh M'Chlali Sur and L'Hedyet, the Malika Sur B'Chulin Ukshir B'Kachim. The Brisa now continues to bring various differences between Menachais and Oifis, and as the Brisa states, V'Yesh B'Menachais, Shal Menachais Tunais Kli U'Tnufa, V'Agosha V'Yeshtem B'Tziva K'B'Yachid, Masha Inkim B'Oifis. As Rashi explains that a mincha requires a kli shareis, the flour of the mincha must be placed in kli shareis. Oifos do not require a kli, and as Rashi states that we learn in Parak Shtei Alechem on Daf Tzadik Vav, oifos in tun and kli sharei melikasa b'tziparin, as a koyin does malika with his fingernail, not with a kli. And the second differential is that there's some menachos that require tenufa, and for example, the minchas ha'im and minchas kenais. And number three, there's a requirement for agasha of a mincha to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Finally, number four, V'yeshnam b'tzibur could be yachid, that a korban mincha can be brought by a tzibur, and as we find in minchas ha'imer, other menachos like the shtei alechem, etc. But as Rashi points out, oifos ain't boyim b'tzibur, and we learned this when teres kainim gabi nidvus ha'oiv, ksiv kabonai, as the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states, v'im min oif o'ilu kabonai l'ashem, v'hikru min aterim oim min b'nei ayoines kabonai, we dash in from the word kabonai, ha'yochid may be oif v'lo ya tzibur. Now that we brought the Braisa, Sir of Adam Breder of Yitzchak asked this question on Reish Lakish, that Vim Isa, that if it's true, like you stated, when one brings a carbon oimah shalei lishma, it could still be makar of the kmitza, even prior to bringing the second carbon oimah, even though at this point the kmitza is actually also for Yisrael to eat. And if so, Rav Adar Rav Yitzchak asks, but menachos nami mishkachas la dehutra mechlal yitzurim bekodesh, how could that brisa have stated that one of the chilukim between oifos and menachos, that oifos are hutra mechlal yitzurim bekodesh, menachos are not? If this is certainly not true, then in the case of Reish Lakish, one could be makked at a kmitza of a mincha, even though the kmitza is chadash, even though a hedyot would not be able to eat this flour. And as he states, umayinu minchas ha'imer, however, the Gemara answers, kimin ei mechus hazman l'bay b'yoyim l'avi suru, since Rav Adar Bahava explained that Reish Lakish holds ei mechus hazman l'bay b'yoyim, since this kmitza and chadash will be muta prior to the end of the day, therefore we look at it as if this kmitza is actually muta at this point, and as if this kmitza, which is chadash, is muta to a hedyot at this point as well. As Rashi states, Lavi Surahu, the Chamanda Karva, Minchas Ha'imah, Cheristami, as we look at an entire day, as if it's condensed in one moment, since at some point during this day, we'll be makar of the replacement carbon Oimer, therefore we look at it as if the carbon Oimer was already brought, Chodesh was already Mutter, therefore the Psol of Mimashki Yisrael, Minamutal Yisrael, would not apply in this scenario. Maisa, this Svara is a bit schwer. Farshim explain that the Psol of Mimashki Yisrael, Minamutal Yisrael, because it's a bazillion to bring something that's not mutter to eat as a korban for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, since this item will be mutter to eat today, therefore this psul doesn't apply even at the beginning of the day, as this would not be considered a bezoyin ayim ba'achreinim. Before we continue, let us see the third tesis on the Amid, Diba Maschel Shem Menachis Tu'un HaKli. Tesis bothered that how can you say that is a chumra by a mincha that's Tu'un HaKli, Adirab Bazui Kula L'Gabi Oifais, that the fact that a mincha has to be placed in a kli is actually a kula L'Gabi an oif, as a oif requires Melika ba'asmin shel kayin, or some agurist in places that zov the dam of a oif is done ba'asmin shel kayin. Tesis explains v'yesh leimad b'kedusha ayri, that we're referring to a chumra of the kedusha of a mincha over an oif by a mincha tzarech l'katcha b'kli shareis masha inkein ba'oifais. Some agurist the menachis tu'unais kedush kli acha k'mitza aval oif acha melika ain't toin kli l'kabel sedam el ba'if atzma yo'isa zo mitzoi. The Gemara now continues, most of Rav Sheshes, the Rav Sheshes will ask a question on the explanation of Rav Adar Bahava, how could Reish Lakish could hold that we could be makir of the kmitza, even though the kmitza is still chadash and chadash is still asar. Rav Adar Bahava explained that Reish Lakish holds ein mechus hazman l'bay b'yoyim, and Rav Sheshes will try to prove from a brisa there is no concept of ein Chusas Man Lebayi Bayayim. And before we begin the Braisa, let us begin with the short Akdama. As we know, as part of the entire process of a Matzira, on the eighth day, the Matzira has to bring a Korban Osham, a Korban Chatos, and a Korban Ogla, as well as a like Shemen, and the Kohen has to do Tufa with the Shemen, as well as with the live Osham. He would then Shech the Korban Osham. The Kohen would then take the Damad Osham, place it on the right ear, as well as the Bayin Yoda and Bayin Raglai of the Matzira, and he would then pour oil on the left palm of another Kohen. The first Kohen would then dip his right forefinger into the oil, and he would spray the oil towards the Kodesh Kedoshim 7 times, and he would then take more oil, and he would place some of the oil on top of the blood that's already on the ear of the Matzira, as well as the Bayin Yoda and Bayin Raglai of the Matzira. After that point, he would be makriv the Korban Chatos and the Korban Oila of the Matzira. Rashi brings down that the Pasuk in Pasuk Matzira tells us, V'tavol HaKohen Eses Boi HaYimonis Min Hashem Nashal Kapa Esmolos V'hizim Min Hashem Min Be'etzboi Sheva Pamum Fnei Hashem. This Pasuk would teach us that the Azor has to be done 7 times towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, prior to the Pasuk that teaches us that he has to place the Shemen on Tinuch Oizen and Bayin Yoda and Bayin Ragli HaYimonis. And the Pasuk B'negei the Matonis of the Shemen state, V'nosan HaKohen Min Hashem Min Hashal Kapa Yal Tinuch Oizen and Matai HaYimonis V'albayin Yoda HaYimonis V'albayin Ragli HaYimonis Al-Makoyim Dama Oshem. Clearly we see that the Matonis that the Kohen did of the Shemen on the Mitzvira were done on top of the blood that the Kohen previously did. Clearly we see that the Matonis of the Dam the Osham were placed on the Mitzvira prior to the Shemen that was placed on the Mitzvira. He said this Akdama, Rav Sheshes continues to ask a question of Reish Lakish, that the Braisa teaches us, Hikdu Matan Shemen le Matan Dam, the Kohen went out of order and he placed the Matonis of the Shemen on the Tinuch Oizen and the Boyin Yodai and Boyin Raglihim Monis of the Mitzvira prior to placing the Dam on the material, the Matonis of Shemen would not be valid. And keep in mind that since he already used some of the Shemen from this Lake Shemen, so you don't have a full Lake Shemen, there is a requirement that the Matonis have to be done from a complete Lake Shemen, and therefore you Malam Shemen, he would have to refill Shemen, V'yachsev Yitin Shemen Acher Matadam, and he would have to go and place Shemen onto the material after he did the Matonis of the Dam. Similarly, as we stated, the Matan Sheva has to be done prior to the placement of the oil on the material. Therefore, the Braisa teaches us that if the Kohen reversed the procedure, did Matan Behoinis of the oil prior to Matan Sheva, and he has to redo the Matan Behoinis of the oil on the Mitzvira, and therefore Yom Lena Shema V'yachsevit and Matan Behoinis Acha Matan Zayin. Rav Sheshes now is V'y Amrit Ein Mechusas Man L'Boy B'Yoyim and Ma Yachsevit Ein. If Rav Adba Hav is correct that there's a concept of Ein Mechusas Man L'Boy B'Yoyim, so what is the difference in what order you actually place the Shemen onto the Mitzvira when you do the Azoyis of the Shemen towards the Kodesh Kedoshim? L'maisa, you did all the matanis in one day, and my da'ovid oved, and whatever you did is done, and it's considered as if you did everything at the same exact moment. The Gemara responds, Amra Papa, that in a chanami we hold that in mechus is malabai b'yoyim, but even so, there's a specific order that Torah teaches us as to the matanis and the avoidus of the materia. As Rav Papa explains, Shani hilchus materia, the chsiva b'hu avaya, and ben negeid halachas of materia, the pasuk specifically tells us that there has to be a specific order, ma'akosav, and as the pasuk states in Pasha materia, zeis tia teresa materia, b'yem tarasoi, b'hu vela koyin, since the pasuk states tia, b'aviyosa tehei, the Torah teaches us that the process of the materia has to be done in a specific order. The Gemara continues that although Rav Papa just brought a teretz and was able to explain that it's possible the Reish Lakish holds a mechusas man lebay b'yoyim, however Rav Papa himself will now ask a question on the pshat of Rav Adba Hava, who taught us that Reish Lakish holds a mechusas man lebay b'yoyim. And as the Gemara continues, must Rav Papa asked the following question from Rav Braisa. As we already pointed out, the materia brings the asham prior to his korban chatos. Braisa teaches us hiktum chatos el hashamay, if the chatos of the materia is brought prior to his korban asham, lo yiachem m'maras b'doma al t'ubet tzuras of a teitzel b'sesreifa, this is actually a psul in the korban chatos, and therefore one should leave the korban chatos and should not do any further avodas. He should not try to fix this by leaving the dam in the mizrak and having another kohen stir the blood in order that it doesn't congeal, and then after he brings the korban asham, he will then do zrikas adam on the korban chatos. As the ma'aseh, this korban chatos is completely pasul, and therefore you have to leave this korban chatos until the morning, until it becomes nicer. And at that point, you'll burn the korban chatos. And our papa is bothered that lechira if Reish Lakish holds that in mechus is man lebay b'yoyim. So why can't you say that even though he did the shechita in the incorrect order, they could fix this by having the korban asham brought, and then they could bring the korban chatos? As really, there's no order during one day, since Rav Adba Hava taught us that in mechus is man lebay b'yoyim. However, the Gemara is bothered to hack Rav Papa even asked this question on Reish Lakish. I might come Moshe Rav Papa, for a papa who da'ama shani hichas mitzera dechsibu avaya, for a papa himself was the one who gave the teretz to the questioner of Shesh's head and of Adab Ahava. Papa explained that even though we definitely hold that imachus is matlo by b'yayim, however the teretz still requires a specific order of benegei the kabbanos, the entire process of a mitzera, and if so, how could Rav Papa himself be asking this question? However, the Gemara explains, El Rav Papa hachi kakashale eima hanimili avoida, but shchita lab avoidehi, eina chenami Rav Papa gave the previous teretz. However, Rav Papa held that teretz only applies to a standard avoida, and the Torah tells us that all the avoidas of the process of the mitzera have to be done in order, but since shchita is not an avoida, Rav Papa held that we should still say eima chusis manu bei b'yoyim, even though the koyin shechted the korban chatas prior to the korban osham, l'chayr the koyin should be able to just fix this by doing the shchita on the korban osham, and l'chayr that should not be a problem as eima chusis manu bei b'yoyim. As the Gemara continues, and therefore Rav Papa is v'eima chusis manu bei b'yoyim ye achem emars b'doma v'lakrev osham v'hodel likrev chatas, and therefore Rav Papa brings a raya that it can't be Reish Lakish would hold that eima chusis manu bei b'yoyim ayin Rashi diwa maschal to b'tzurasa yani chena ad l'macha v'tu pasa b'lina v'tu uba mara l'chluchas basi mena. Rashi is bothered that l'chir is since his chatas is pasal, so why can't you burn it immediately and why do you have to wait for it to become nicer? And zok Rashi mishum b'zayin kachim the chol's man shalei nifsu b'lina ein israfin elin kem psula b'gufay. Rashi explains our papa's question alma midutani tetz l'beis esreifa yesh b'chusis man l'bay b'yayim. Because of this question we're back to the original question of Reish Lakish as to how could Reish Lakish state that you would be makar of the first oimer prior to bringing the second oimer. The kmitz of the first oimer is still also because it's chadash. The pasuk teaches us mimashkin yisrael mina mutal yisrael. Therefore the Gemara explains elam Rav Papa hayin time of Reish Lakish the kasava here mizuch matar, and Rav Papa explains that the actual reason for the din of Reish Lakish is because Reish Lakish holds that even in this man of the Beis HaMikdash and immediately upon sunrise and even prior to the hakrava of the minchas haomer there was no longer an issa to eat chadash. Therefore Reish Lakish states that even if someone brought the minchas haomer shalei lishma and therefore that minchas haomer was not matter chadash, however they were still able to be makar of that kmitza even prior to bringing the second minchas haomer, as lemaisa the issa of chadash was no longer applicable since it was already after sunrise. Therefore the kmitza was min hamutar liyisrael. And Rashi explains at the top of daf hei amud beis that we learned this based on a pasuk that stated b'negei da'imer, and as the pasuk in Pashas Emor states b'negei da'imer v'lechem nekol v'cham leisaychlo ad etzma yemezeh ad v'yachem es kovin alichichem chukas eimu deyusichem b'chol meishveisichem. And Rashi explains that the word etzem is mitagmina ad bachron u'bachron haynu maris hayayim, and that refers to the light of the day. Yisiv, and as the pasuk in Pashas Pekudei states v'atur avi tasha shoyem v'yoshva musab is mishpasei zav b'muaisam u'mitagmina k'roim yama shamarisei day maliyam. Rashi is now bothered that if there is no longer an issa for eating chadash, so why did Reish Lakish state that one would have to wait to eat the shirayim until they brought the second mincha if l'maisa chadash is already mutah? And zok Rashi behind the in shirayim necholin the mitzvah lahamtin ad avayis ha'imer, certainly there's still a mitzvah mamufcha to wait until the korban ha'imer is brought. And the raya to this is k'da b'chim Reish Lakish b'perek ha'bishmol, as the Gemara in daf samach chesem and aleph will ask Reish Lakish v'aksiv ad avayichem that the pasuk l'maisa stated that you can't eat chadash until you bring the korban ha'imer. And the Mishani LeMitzvah, and Reish Lakish responded, in the Chanami, although there's no Isser any longer to eat Chadash, as it's already morning, however, there is still a Mitzvah to wait until the Korban Oimer is brought in order to eat Chadash. And LeMaisa, even though there's still a Mitzvah in Amufcha to wait to eat a Chadash until the Korban Oimer is brought, however, it's only a Mitzvah in Amufcha, therefore, by bringing the Kmitza from Chadash, that would not be a concern of Min HaMutar LeYisrael. And as Taisis at the top of Daf Hei Amud Beis states, Lefikach Nira, De'ino Yalla Mitzvah. Also, Ayin Tesis and Av Samachesim and Aleph. Others explain that although it is a mitzvah sasei, however, that mitzvah is only on the Gavra and not the Chefza Ayin Sham. And keep in mind that according to this Pshat of Rav Papa, as to the reasoning of Reish Lakish, that the first question that the Gemara brought from Rav Adar Brei Rav Yitzchak is not going to be shver, as the case of Reish Lakish by the Minchas Ha'imer, which was brought Shalei Lishma, would not be a case of Hutru Mechlal Yisuran, as at that point, since it's already morning, so even Yisrael did not have an Isser as to eating Chodesh at that point. Therefore, this is not a case of Hutru Mechlal Yisurim B'Kodesh. Papa now continues that I know the Reish Lakish holds Heir Mizruch Matar, the Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, the Amri Tavayu, Afilu Bizban Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Heir Mizruch Matar, even at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was still around, and therefore they were going to bring the Minchas HaOmer. However, even so, Chodesh was already mutter right in the morning. And as Gemara now explains, v'hadrish lakish la beferishit ma elamichlalut ma, that this din of reish lakish, that here mizrach mater, was not stated explicitly. We learn it from a diak in the words of reish lakish, as the tnan, as in the Mishnah daf samaches and beis, the Mishnah will teach us, meviyim minachis ubikurum minchas behima koyim lo imar vim hevi pasol. And as we know, that prior to bringing the carbon imar, so chadish would be also to a hedit as well as to hegdish. We also know that they brought a special carbon on Shavuos of the Shnei Chvasim, and they brought Shtei Lachmei Toida. It was only once they brought the Shtei Lachmei Toida that there was a heter to bring any Chadash as a carbon on the Mizbeach. And of course, even though it's also to bring Chadash as a carbon prior to Shavuos, however, L'maisa is Gzeiras HaKosov that the Minchas HaOmer was brought from Sa'irim and brought from Chadash. The Mishnah states that if prior to bringing the carbon Omer, one brings the Minchas Kanois, which is brought from Sa'irim, or one brings Bikurim, or one brings a Minchas Nesachim, even b'dieved, the carbon is kosher, even though the parenthesis in our Gemara is not part of the Mishnah. However, this is the actual reason for the din of the Mishnah, since at this point it's not even mutter for a hedyah to eat chadash, therefore the carbon is pasul, since the pasuk states b'mashki Yisrael, and therefore you have to bring a carbon from something that's mutter to Yisrael. And the Mishnah continues, kaidon shtei lechem le'yavi v'mhevi kosher. However, even though there's a din that one should not bring a carbon from chadash prior to bringing the shtei lechem ha'shvuas, but if one does so, then b'dieved, the carbon will be kosher. Ayin Rashi, and based on the Girsa the Shita, as we explained, oimim matar b'mdina, that the carbon minchas ha'imer is matar hedya to eat from chadash, and ushtei lechem b'migdash, and the shtei lechem is matar chadash to be brought to the base of migdash. Yichsiv uv'yoyim ha'bikurim b'akrivcha mincha chadasha, and this is the mincha that's matar chadash to be brought in the base of migdash. Kaidun l'shtei lechem lo yavi, as we learn in Teres Kainim, that the pasuk in Vayikra states, carbon rishis takrivo isam l'ashem v'lo mizbech lo yalu l'reich nechayach. We learn shehi rishis l'chol minachais u'minayin aflu bikurim, and how do we know that we can't be bikurim until we bring the shtei lechem on Shavuos? And meloyma, the pasuk in Pashat Kisisa states, v'chag Shavuos tasa l'cho bikuri kitzir chitim v'chag ha'asif tekufas hashana. Therefore we see that bikurim can only be brought from Shavuos and on. And v'om Rabbi Yitzchak am reish lakish, and Rabbi Yitzchak stated in the name of reish lakish l'shana al-ba'abasa v'chamisha asa, that the only time that we stated that there's a psul in the carbon that's brought from Chadash prior to bringing the carbon Omer is only for those carbonists that are brought on the 14th or 15th of Nisan, or of course any time prior to that, al bishisha asim hevi kosher. However, if someone brought a carbon from Chadash on the 16th of Nisan, and even though the carbon Omer was not yet brought, then it would have the same din as if it was brought after the carbon Omer prior to Shavuos, that b'dieved it would still be kosher. And l'chir, how could it be that it would be kosher b'dieved if the minchas Omer was not yet brought? And alma kasava here mizrach mater, and therefore we see that even during this man of the base of Migdash, Reish Lakish holds that here mizrach is mater. Keep in mind that up until this point we saw the shita of Rav and the shita of Reish Lakish, and Rav held minchas ha'imah shekmatzah shloi l'shma psula ha'ilu bas lahatev lo yitira, and we saw tiyufta on the words of Rav. We now saw the shita of Reish Lakish that held minchas ha'imah shekmatzah shloi l'shma k'shira rabbi v'shira inachol nachitavi minchas ha'imah acheres v'tati rena. And according to Reish Lakish, the psul shloi l'shma applies to a minchas ha'imah, and even though the minchas ha'imah would not be matan chadash, however the mincha would still be kosher el shloi olu sham chayva. Therefore Reish Lakish requires another carbon ha'imah to be brought as a replacement for the first carbon ha'imah. And now the Gemara continues with the third shita, v'rava oma minchas ha'imah shekmatzu shloi l'shma k'shira v'shira nechalim ve'in etzricha minchas ha'imah cheres latira she'im machshava paiseles. Rava teaches us that the entire concept of a machshava shloi l'shma doesn't apply to a minchas ha'imah, and even if one would bring a minchas ha'imah shloi l'shma, it's still valid as a carbon ha'imah. Therefore, number one, certainly he can continue with the process of bringing the minchas ha'imah, and he could take the kmitza and place it on the mizbeach. Number two, once he places the kmitza on the mizbeach, so the kohen could eat the shirayim, as even though it's chadash, but this minchas ha'imah itself is matir chadash. And as Rav explains, she'im machshav mayeles or she'im machshav paiseles el b'misha roi la'voida uvedava roi la'voida uvemakom roi la'voida. And the Gemara now explains the words of Rav, and when Rav stated that machshav will not passel unless the machshav is done b'misha roi la'voida lafuke koyin balmum, and this excludes a koyin balmum. And if a koyin who is a balmum had a machshav on a carbon shalei l'shma, then his machshav would not have any effect on this carbon. In addition, machshav shalei l'shma is only applicable b'davar roi la'voida lafuke minchas ha'imed lechazia dechidishu, and machshav shalei l'shma only applies by standard kabanos that are brought from standard items. However, since there's a chidish b'negi Gehir Minchas Omer, that it's one of the only Korbanos that are brought from Sa'irim, therefore the Psul of Shleil Lishma doesn't apply to a Minchas Omer, as Rav stated. And number three, that the only time a Machshav Shleil Lishma will work is only B'makam Regla Vayda, Lafuki Nifkam Mizbeach, and this comes to exclude that if a Kohen had Kavan Shleil Lishma, and the Mizbeach at that point was Pogum, and a Machshav Shleil Lishma would not have any effect on the carbon. Rashi is bothered that since Rav stated that the reason why the Psul Shleil Lishma doesn't affect the carbon Omer is because the carbon Omer is a Chiddush, so L'chayr we should also state that the din of Shleil Lishma did not affect the Minchas Kenais, and we already saw in our Mishnah that if one had Kavan Shleil Lishma by Minchas Kenais, then certainly it's possible. Rashi explains that Minchas Saita is Kemach v'shal Omer Geres, and while it's true that Minchas Saita comes from Bali, however it comes from fine flour of Bali, and therefore it's not a major Chiddush, and therefore the Psul Shleil Lishma applies. However, since the Minchas Omer not only comes from Bali, but it's also unprocessed, and it's a major chiddush that the Torah tells us to bring a korban from Michael Behema, therefore specifically b'negayit of Minchas Omer, Rava holds that a machshav shleil lishma would not affect the korban Minchas Omer. Rashi continues with another reason, v'oid delav avaydehi, that the Minchas Saita is not an actual avayda, as the levara avin kasya behind the pasul machshav of Minchas Kenois nishum nirachbona kariyachatos ayin Rabbi Kvega in the Gilin HaShas t'murili ha-Minchas Kenois le'ikri klachatos, as we saw in Dav Talam and Aleph, v'rak Minchas Koite ikri chatos, v'gam b'zeh im psula mishum kach, elam mishum de b'choyte v'kenois ksiv hi, k'mavu yale'el Dav Talam and Aleph, al kaponim loim b'minchas Kenois te ikri chatos t'mua ayin shom. And b'negeir p'kimus ha-mizbeach, Rashi states, p'kimus ha-mizbeach mehi kronafko, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Yisroi, v'zevachta alav v'sei l'secha, v'zmanshu sholem, ksiv alav kulei b'mashma, v'mesech t'zvachim per kachi kachim, v'mpigol b'kamitz b'shas p'kimus ha-mizbeach la piglu. And since there is no concept of psul machshava when the mizbech is difgam, therefore im yisakin mizbech bo yisayayim yaktirenu ayin sham. The Gemara now continues, Tanu Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa, and this Braisa is discussing the psukim in Pashas Vayikra, as at the beginning of Pashas Vayikra, Pasuk Bey states, Adam ki yakri mekem korban lashem min abahim min abaku min atzoyin takriva eskarbanchem. And since the word min is mashma amid, so the Gemara Masechtas Baba Kama daf mem and beis already learned from these words, min abahima lohitzi arevea vanirva, min abak lohitzi aneved, u min atzoyin lohitzi semiksa. And our Gemara now continues and discusses the next pasuk, as the pasuk continues, im oilu karbonoi min abakar, zoch atom yakrivenu al pesach elmoi yakriv oisei lirutzayin lufnei Hashem. And once again, the pasuk uses the lashon min, as it states, min abakar, and therefore the Braisa states, kishu oim min abakar lamata, when the pasuk states in pasuk gimel, the words min abakar, which is called lamata, as this is the second time that the Torah mentions min abakar, shein tam leiman, the pasuk didn't have to say the words min, elohitzis atrefa, so the word min abakar is telling us that not all bakar can be brought as a carbon, and if there's an animal that's a trefa, it cannot be brought as a carbon. Before we continue, let us point out that the next Gemara will be a lot of cheshbin, as the Gemara will go back and forth between having a shayla as to why we need this pasuk at all in order to be mitzias atrefa and exclude a trefa of being a carbon, if l'chayr we should be able to learn it based on a kal v'chaymer, and the Gemara responding as to why we actually need a pasuk and we can't learn it from a limud, as the Gemara continues, v'aloy dinu, that why do we need this pasuk at all, but l'chayr we should learn it based on a kal v'chaymer, as u'ma bal mum shemutaris l'hedyat asur l'gvaya, as ma'aduch an animal that's a bal mum, where it's mutter for a hedyat to eat that animal, and there's no issa at all for a hedyat to eat that animal, and even so we know that it's also to bring a bal mum for hegdish, and you can't be makriv a bal mum, and therefore certainly a trefa shasur lehedyet and it didn't shasur legvaya. So since it's also for a hedyet to eat a trefa, then certainly it should be also to bring a trefa as a carbon. However, the Gemara responds that we actually do need this pasuk as chilav adam yechichu shasur lehedyet umutar legvaya. Since we find that chilav and dam is also for hedyet to eat, and even so it's mutu for hegdish, as we are makter chilav on the mizbeach and we do zrikas adam on the mizbeach. Therefore, we see that not everything that is also to a hedyet is going to be also for hegdish, and that's why the pasuk stated min abaka lahoitzis atrefa, in order to teach us that not only is the trefa also to a hedyet, but it's also for hegdish as well. However, the Gemara continues and states that we still not need a pasuk as malach chilav adam shekim bor miklal hetar. Possibly, we could understand why chilav adam is mutter to hegdish, as since it's coming from an animal which is completely kosher, so therefore it's mutter to place chilav adam on his beach. However, time b'trefa shekula asura v'leitehim uteris legvaya. Masha'in came by a treifa where the entire animal becomes asa to a hedyet, then certainly it should be asa for hegdish. If so, we're back to our original question as to why we need a pasuk to yomayit the treifa for hegdish. However, once again, the Gemara states that l'chir we do need a pasuk as malika techiach shekula asura v'asura lehedyet umataris l'gvaya that we find b'negei malika. If one performs malika on chulin, then certainly it would be asa, as the only way to be mata chulin is only through a valid shechita. And even though if one does malika to chulin, then the entire bird will be asar. But even so, if one does malika to hegdish, then it'll be kasha legamri. And if so, one may have thought, even though a treifa, which is kula yasar, is asar for hedyet, but maybe it would be mutter for hegdish. And kamash blon min abaka lohitzis a treifa. However, the Gemara continues that we should still not need a pasuk b'negeya treifa, as even though it's true that malika is going to be mutter for hegdish, however, ma'al malika sheken kdushasa yisrasa, as b'shas kdushasa mizbeach he nesur lahedyet, dahayinu malikasa, avol kodim l'chein lo nesur lahedyet. The parenthesis of our Gemara is actually explaining the Gemara's question. The Gemara is really bothered that there's a major difference between malika and a treifa. The reason why it's us to do malika on a bird of chulin is because there's a special chumra of hegdish that tells us that one has to do malika dafka by hegdish and you can't do shechita. Therefore, when killing a bird that's chulin, you have to use shechita dafka and not malika. However, the issa of a treifa has nothing to do with the fact that an animal is more kaddish or less kaddish. It's a general din that all animals that are treifas are asar, and therefore, certainly the same din should apply b'negei hegdish, as since hegdish is even more chomer than chulin, certainly one should not be able to bring a treifa as a carbon, and our original kavu chomer from a balmum should still be valid, and we should state ma balmum shemutaris lehedyet asur legvaya treifa shasur lehedyet ein din shasur legvaya. And if so, why would we need a pasuk min abaka lahitzis a treifa? The Gemara now states v'mei shafta, and if you will have a response in order to be able to shlug up this kavu chomer, therefore we will need a makar as to how we know that a treifa will be usher as a carbon. So kishuayim min abaka lamata she'in tamim leimer lahitzis a treifa, and that's why we need a pasuk min abaka lahitzis a treifa. And lemaisa the brisa did not state what the actual pircha on the kavu chomer would be. Why would the brisa state v'mei shafta? If lemaisa we don't have a pircha on this kavu chomer, and it's muchach that the brisa felt that certainly there is some sort of a pircha, and therefore the brisa ends off because there is a valid pircha. Therefore, we need the pasuk of min abaka lahitzis a treifa. And the Gemara now asks, mayim shafta lemaisa, what would that pircha be? The Gemara brings a siman rikiach mar adal l'shishia. The Gemara will now have six different mahachim as to how to find a pircha for this kavu chomer in order to understand the brisa as to why. We ended off, we need the words minabaka lohitzis atrefa. And as the Gemara continues, Amrav, Meshum de Iklamema, Michas Aimetechiach, Shasur lahedyet umutaris ligvaya, that we have a pircha to this kavu chomer, for we know that the flower that is brought for the Minchas Aimer is still also for hedyet, as it's still chadash, and even so, it's mutter to bring as a carbon for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if so, one would think, although a trefa is also to a hedyet, but it would be mutter to bring as a carbon. However, the Gemara responds that this is not a al picha as malam minchas ha'imish came at teres chadash, as we could say that minchas ha'imish is very different, as ultimately this mincha is a mater and it will be mater the chadash, and therefore maybe that's why the Torah allows you to bring it from chadash. However, when bringing a carbon as a treifa, that's not going to be mater any other treifas and not going to be mater this animal as a treifa. Therefore, the chayra based on original kavu chomer, it should still be pashut. It will be also to bring a treifa as a carbon. However, the Gemara continues that Rav's picha was not from regular a case of a minchas oimer, but we were talking about a minchas oimer that was being brought during Shemitah. As the Gemara states, b'shvias, since even when bringing a minchas oimer during Shemitah is not being a matter, even so you could bring the oimer from Chadash, so the same should apply b'negeya treifa, that even though when bringing the treifa it's not going to be a machsher, but one would think that you should be able to bring it as a carbon. However, the Gemara states, shvias namish came matar svichim b'shvias, that this is still not a valid pecha, as ultimately the minchas oimer is matar tfua even during Shemitah, as svichin that are in the sada, which are growths that grow by themselves in the sada, will become mutter through the minchas ha'imer. Maybe that's why that even during Shemitah, you could bring the minchas ha'imer from Chadash. However, since a treifa is never matter anything, why would we have a habmina that's mutter to bring a carbon from a treifa? However, the Gemara continues that really this is a percha, as ki Rabbi Kiva, as we're going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, the Amma svichin asur b'shvias, who hold that svichin are also during Shemitah, and therefore the minchas ha'imer will not be matter. Svichin during Shemitah. That's why why Bryce has stated that we have a pich on this Kal V'Chomer, since we find that during Shemitah, you could bring a Karban Omer from Chadosh, even though the Karban Omer is not going to be a matter. So possibly the same would hold true, but a gay a Trefa, and one could bring a Karban from a Trefa, and that would be the reason why we need this Pasuk. However, the Gemara continues, Amli Rav Acha Ba'ab L'Rav Ashi, L'Rav Akiva Nami L'Freich, that even according to Rav Akiva, you would also be able to shlug up this Pecha, as Mala Minchas Omer came at Teres Chadosh B'Chutz L'Aretz, as even during Shemitah, the Minchas Omer will not be matter anything in Eretz Yisrael. However, it will be matter all of the Chadosh that's in Chutz L'Aretz. Afilu Manda Omer, Chadosh B'Chutz L'Aretz, Lav D'Raisa, even according to the Manda Omer, that the Issa Chadosh doesn't pertain to any Tfu in Chutz L'Aretz, and therefore you would not need the Minchas Omer during Shemitah to be matter Chadosh in Chutz L'Aretz. However, the Korban Omer during Shemitah is still a matter, Shekim Bolahat, the Lav Shabbatecha, as certainly it's coming to be a matter, the actual Chadosh that the Kohen is bringing on the Mizbeach, and the Kohen will eat as his Shirayim. Once the Kohen brings the Korban Omer on Shemitah, so the Shirayim would be Mutar Bachila and would not be Asa because it's Chadosh, and even though there may still be an Issa Shemitah, however, the Issa Chadosh would no longer apply, and therefore, once again, the Kal V'Chomer should still apply. It's possibly the only reason why the Torah allows us to bring a Korban Minchas Omer during Shemitah is because it's a matter, but the Torah would not allow us to bring a Trefa as a Korban, as it's not a matter at all, and why would we need a Pasuk of Minabaka Lohitzis HaTrefa? However, the Gemara explains, Omle Rav Acha Mediftel Ravina, Trefa Nami Tikari V'Tatalav Shebetecha, that possibly a Trefa should also be considered a matter, as possibly once someone will bring a Trefa as a Korban, then will be matter the Issa of Trefa, and you would be able to eat this meat, even though it's a Trefa. And as Rashi states, Omle Rav Acha Dilma Lohachi Yitzuch Kra, as Salkatat Chamina, Trefa Nami Tikari V'Kaminchas HaOmel Lohatalav Shebetecha, as Sha'ichla, that if one would eat the bust of this animal that was brought as a Korban, that it wouldn't be Ivan the Issa of eating a Trefa, and therefore the Torah had to tell us, Minabaka Lohitzis a Trefa. However, the Gemara continues, El Parachachi, Malam Minchas HaOmel Shekem Mitzvasa Bekach, certainly you can't ask a Percha on a Kal V'Chomer from the Minchas HaOmel, as that is good for the Gzeiras HaKosov of the Torah, that one has to bring the Minchas HaOmel from Chadosh, and therefore you can't have any proof to any Din B'Negei a Trefa, as since the Torah doesn't tell us that you have to bring a Trefa as a Korban, and therefore, based on our original Kal V'Chomer, it should be poshut that one is not allowed to bring a Trefa as a Korban, and why would the Torah have to state, Minabaka Lohitzis HaTrefa? Therefore, the Gemara comes out that Rav's attempt to bring a Percha on the Kal V'Chomer of the Braisa is not a valid Percha, and therefore, we're back to our original question as to what the Braisa meant when it stated, V'Mishafta, that if you'll have a Percha on the Kal V'Chomer, so we have the Pasuk of Minabaka Lohitzis HaTrefa. And the Gemara continues, Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish will now try to find a Percha to the original Kal V'Chomer, and he states, Mishum de Ikal Meimah Mefatma Kareyos Yechiach, She'os Lehedyot Mutal Lagvaya. Now we could bring a Percha for the Kal V'Chomer, and right now the Gemara's Havmina is that Reish Lakish means to say that since we know that it's us of our Hedyot to make the Kateris, and even so, Akash Baruch Hu could make the Kateris, so the same may be true, but Negei a Trefa, that even though it's us for a person to eat a Trefa, however, maybe it would be Mutter for Akash Baruch Hu to eat a Trefa, therefore, one would have had a Havmina that one could bring a Trefa as a Korban, and Kamash Mulan Minabaka Lohitzis HaTrefa. However, the Gemara right away continues, and Mefatim Gavruhu, that the one that makes the Kateris is a person, and as Rashi states, Umay Mutter L'Gvaya Yeka, and what does it mean that's Mutter L'Gvaya? Based on this question, so the Gemara changes the Lashon as to Reish Lakish's Percha, Ela Pitta Makteris Yechiach, that Reish Lakish really meant to say that from the Maisa Pitta Makteris, it'll be able to prove this point, She'asal Hedyot Mutter L'Gvaya. Now, although we find that it's also for a person to make the Kateris for Hedyot, however, certainly it's Mutter for a person to create Kateris for Hegdish, and if so, we would have a Habmina that the same would apply B'negei a Trefa, that although it's also for a Hedyot to eat a Trefa, however, possibly it would be Mutter to bring a Trefa as a Korban. However, once again, the Gemara answers that this is not a Pecha, as Mala Pitta Makteris Shekem Mitzvasa Bekach, although it's true that we find that a person can make the Kateris for Hegdish, but that is good for its mitzvah, and the Torah tells us that one has to make Kateris, and therefore certainly it's Mutter for him to do so. However, since the Torah doesn't have Xeris Akasiv to tell us that it'll be Mutter to bring a Trefa as a Korban, therefore certainly based on original Kal V'Chomer, we should be able to understand that it's also to bring a Trefa as a Korban, and once again, why we need the Pasuk of Minabaka Lohitzis HaTrefa. Once again, the Gemara doesn't have an answer to its original question as to what the Braisa means that we will be able to have a Percha on this Kal V'Chomer. And the Gemara continues, Ma'abrid Ravina Amar, that Ma'abrid Ravina wants to bring a Percha on the Kal V'Chomer, as Meshum de Iklamema Shabbos Tichiach, Although we know that it's also to do any of the Lamed Tes Malachis and Shabbos, and Shechita is one of the Lamed Tes Malachis, and even so, one is allowed to do Shechita on Shabbos, and for example, one is allowed to bring a Karban Tamid and a Karban Musaf on Shabbos, and therefore, one may have thought that even though it's also for Hedir to eat a Trefa, however, maybe it would be Mutter to bring a Trefa as a Karban. However, the Gemara continues, Malah Shabbos, Kein Hutter Mechlala Eitzel Hedir B'Mila, that possibly the reason why the Torah stated that it's Mutter to Shecht an animal in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos is because the Torah also allows us to do other malachas on Shabbos, even for Hedid. And for example, one is allowed to do Mila for Hedid on Shabbos. However, B'negei HaTrefa, we never find any other Heter. Therefore, certainly, the original Kal V'chomer is still valid. And even without the Pasuk of Menah Baka Lohitzis HaTrefa, we would know that one can't bring a Trefa as a carbon. However, the Gemara responds, Atu Mila Tzerech Hedid Hu, Mila Mitzvahi. How could you ask a question from Mila and try to say that Mila is a Tzerech of a Hedid, as certainly Mila is a Mitzvah, and therefore it's similar to a carbon that Tzarchi Gavaya. Therefore, once again, this Pecha Ma'abed Ravina should be valid. However, once again, the Gemara responds, El Mala Shabbos Shekim Mitzvasa Bekach, that you can't bring a Pecha from Shabbos. The reason why one could do Shechita for a carbon in Shabbos and one could do Mila on Shabbos is based on Xeris HaKosov. However, B'negei HaTrefa, we never find Xeris HaKosov that there's a specific time that we have to bring a Trefa as a carbon. Therefore, based on our original Kal V'chomer, we could still learn that one would not be able to bring a Trefa as a carbon, and the Pircha Ma'abed Ravina on the Kal V'chomer is not valid, and therefore, back to our original question as to why we need a Pasuk in Abaka Lohitzis HaTrefa. The Gemara now continues with the fourth possible Pircha, and this will be very similar to the previous Gemara, as Rav Adi Bar Abba Amar, Mishum De'ikalameima Klayim Te'chiyach, Shasun Lehedid Mutarn L'Gvaya. The Rav Adi Bar Abba explains, L'chir, we have a Pircha to the original Kal V'chomer, as even though we know that Klayim is also for Hedid, and a Hedid cannot wear Kilei Begodim, however, as we know, the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol was made of Klayim, and we see that it's Mutter for Kohen Gadol to wear Klayim, and therefore we see there's a Chiluk between a Hedid and Gvaya, and if so, one would have thought that even though a Hedid cannot eat a Trefa, however, possibly we could bring a Trefa as a carbon. Once again, the Gemara responds that this is not a valid Pecha to the Kal V'chomer, as Mal Klayim Shekein Hutter Meklal and Eitzel Hedid B'Tzitzis, that not only do we find that it's Mutter for Kohen Gadol to wear Klayim, but we also find that a Hedid could wear Klayim, as we know based on the Smichus of the Psukim of Klayim and Tzitzis, and therefore, just like Klayim is Mutter to Hedid, so it's also Mutter to Gavaya. However, since we never find that a Trefa is Mutter to Hedid, so therefore, the original Kal V'chomer is still valid, and certainly one would not be able to bring a Trefa as a carbon. And once again, the Gemara responds, Atu Tzitzis Tzerech Hedid Hi Mitzvah Hi, that certainly Tzitzis is not a Tzerech of Hedid, and it's a Mitzvah, and therefore it's also categorized L'Gavaya, and if so, Rav Adi Bar Abba's Pircha seems to be valid. However, the Gemara responds, and we continue on Dav Vav and Aleph, Ela Malaklayim Shemitzvasa Bekach, Rav Adi Bar Abba's Pircha is still not valid, as although we find that there are times that it's Mutter to wear Klayim, that is only in cases with his Xeris HaKosov that one could wear Klayim, like the Beged of a Kohen Gadol, and Tzitzis for Hedid. However, since we never find a requirement to bring a behemoth that's a Trefa as a carbon, therefore the original Kal V'chomer is valid, then why would we have a Havmina that one could bring a Trefa as a carbon? Why do we need the Limud of Minabaka Lohitzis HaTrefa? And Ayin Rashi at the top of that Vav and Aleph, the Klayim is Mitzvasa Bekach, Xeris HaKosov Shloi Hei Avnet El Shel Klayim, as the Chsiv and as the Pasuk in Pashas Pekudei states, Vesa Avnet Sheish Mashla, and the Avnet should be made out of linen, Sechilus Vagom V'Sila Shoni Maisi Roikim Kashitziv Hashem Es Moshe, and as Rashi states, Min the Sheish Kisna, that since we know Sheish refers to linen, and Tchilus Amra, and Tchilus refers to wool, and therefore the Avnet was specifically made out of Shatnez, and Ayin Tesis Divu Maschel Malak Klayim Shekim Mitzvasa Bekach, where Tesis bothered that not always do you have to wear tzitzis made of Klayim, and Zok Tesis Ve'efagav De'efshel Klayim B'tal Shel Tzemer Mikol Mokim B'tzadin Shel Pishtin Shechai B'tzitzis Le'efshel Klayim Bekach. However, if you have a linen garment, then there's no other way to wear tzitzis, as tzitzis has to be made with tchilus, which is dyed wool. And up until this point, we already saw four attempts to try to find a pircha on the Kal V'chomer that the Braisa brought, and ultimately we were not able to find a pircha, and therefore at this point in the Gemara, in the Braisa state of him is Shafta, that if you will have a pircha on the Kal V'chomer, therefore we need a pasuk in Abaka Lohitzis HaTrefa, we still do not understand what the Braisa was thinking that would be a potential pircha to this Kal V'chomer, and we will stop over here.